and Kathy Dawes now, along with Brian McNulty, Operations Manager, Tuttle Creek Lake, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and then Melissa Bean, also with the Corps, and she's Park Manager, Tuttle Creek Lake. And welcome both of you today. We have all kinds of fun things to talk about, and we'll be spending the next half hour doing just that. Again, if you do have questions or comments out there, we always welcome those. I know there's always a lot of interest with what's going on there at the lake. 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. And I know, Brian, you know, we've been talking and talking about all these construction activities. I know we were forewarned. We've done some reminders, but it's getting really close now.
Yeah, the three of the projects are all funded now. So two of the three are actually out for bids, and contractors were out last week looking at the sites and are in the process of putting in their bids together for that. So those haven't been awarded yet, but that does mean that that's coming quickly. The third one, the contractors will be looking at that here probably within the next 2 to 4 weeks, and it'll be out for advertisement for that as well. So you want me to jump right into the project?
Yeah, just jump right in, and I know some really will affect traffic flow a little bit too. So
yeah, we'll cover the easiest one first. Okay. That's the rehabilitation of the service gates. If you remember back, we rehabilitated two of them previously and just got that done last year. This is the other two gates. We're going to start that rehab process. That contract's, like I said, advertised. The contractors were out last week looking at that job, putting bids together. We anticipate that to be awarded sometime in May or June, and they'll start shortly thereafter. That's all down inside the tower, and other than putting some stop logs in the basin downstream of the dam. We have some embedded steel that'll be painted as part of that project. That'll be really the only visual construction that's going on. No traffic impacts other than a flagger to pull a semi on and off the bridge for the tower that sits out in the lake. But by and large, that's a real easy project. No traffic impacts. Contract duration on it's probably 18 to 24 months, and the rehabbing two of the gates. Depending on how bids come in, we may rehab the emergency gate as well, but it usually sits in the dry.
And, of course, the different things associated with that project. The spillway bridge deck replacement, I think that's the big one, isn't it? Or is that the one that's really going to mess up the traffic flow?
Yes, that's the project that causes the closure of K-13 for a period of time. K-13 is what goes over the top of the dam and the spillway. The spillway is the rough bridge that a lot of people complain about, and that bridge is being demoed down to the structural steel, and a whole new deck is being placed on that. That one is actually out in front. It's the one that's been advertised the longest, and bids are due here shortly on it. We anticipate the award of that, and the construction could actually start as early as April, so next month. Like I said, that'll close Highway 13. The detour for that is through Oldsburg and along the west side of the lake down Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Both entrances to the river pond will be open, even though that bridge is closed. But if you come out the river pond entrance exit up on top of the dam, you won't be able to turn right. You can only turn left towards Tuttle Creek Boulevard.
Now, being realistic, and I know Pottawatomie County folks have been visiting with you about this, how many, you think a lot of people will use a detour? I know a lot of folks will probably try to take that little shortcut through Barnes and Dyer Road area. I mean, I hate to admit it, but probably that's going to happen a little bit.
Yeah, the Dyer and Barnes Road will not be closed, but that's a state highway, and by policy, KDOT nor us detours traffic onto county roads from a state route. So somewhere up between the northern K-13, K-16 intersection in Oldsburg is about the halfway point. And if you look at a map, it's not any further to come down the west side of the lake. So it's not that much longer of a detour unless you live in that zone between the north end of the spillway and K-13, K-16 intersection. That's the part that would get impacted the most.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And I know, now what does this mean for you, Brian, and Melissa? I mean, when you're trying to do other things, is it going to be disruptive to what you do even?
Oh, yeah, it occupies a lot of my time. I've delegated a lot of the other stuff to Melissa. So, that she's seen the increase in activity going on just because I concentrate on making sure that the lake is still going to operate even though all this construction work is going on. So I've taken on that role more, which cuts into my time here. So
you want to add anything, Melissa, just briefly? I know he's talking more about the construction. We have another project to get through, but I mean, it will have an impact, I think. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, our staff isn't going to be going across the bridge either, so we'll have to make adjustments too.
Okay, very good. Well, the Stilling Basin Rehabilitation Project, that's a little bit newer one, isn't it? Or one that we hadn't heard about until more recently.
Correct. That's the one that just was funded within the last month. And that is the one everybody knows about, the sinkhole that occurred in the summer of 2015. And this is the project that will permanently repair that. That under our backwall drain system that failed, it caused that sinkhole. We repaired that when we dewatered in 2015 in the fall. It was a temporary repair, but we're going to go ahead and grout or place cement in that drain, plug it permanently, and then replace it with a new one higher up in the back wall. This project will have some traffic impacts, not to the county or state routes, but mainly for park traffic, because that's the entrance into the state park from the west, and that's where the majority of the traffic goes in and out. So once this starts up, that whole parking lot area will be destroyed. There'll be large excavations behind the retaining walls sometime during the course of the project on both sides. We're removing the upper 8 feet of the Stilling Basin walls on both sides of the Stilling Basin and replacing all that concrete, all new handrail or fencing around the Stilling Basin. So there'll be a lot of hazards that'll be closed to the public altogether. You can't walk down there. You can't drive through there. So it'll be shut down. There'll be obvious fence barriers and signage put up at the start of that project to inform people that they're not supposed to be walking down in there.
Now, that's a pretty popular little tourist attraction, or it's become that way. It seems like more recently, perhaps. But a lot of people just go to watch. I mean, they're fascinated by the tubes.
Yes. They'll also be our shelters 3 and 4 from a recreation standpoint. You won't be able to get to those from the west. So anybody that uses those shelters will have to come in across the top of the dam, go through the River Pond State Park, and then come into those two shelter areas once we close the traffic down around the Stilling Basin.
And I would add that that's probably not going to impact until next summer for the shelter reservations.
Correct.
Yeah. We're going to get through the one project first, right? And then we do have a couple phone calls, it looks like. Let's take one of those. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please.
What about that east entrance over by the restaurant where our Kansas taxpayers can get in and use the park? You used to be able to go in and out of that on occasion. Thank you.
That's back when we did the rehab on the dam back in the early 2000s, that was actually looked at as becoming an entrance into the state park. But because of the site distances and the speed in that area, one, we don't own the property there, so we don't have any ability to reconfigure Dyer Road in that area to be able to bring traffic in there. And then with the short site distances, it's not a safe entrance. So it was decided back then, that's when the gate went in, and it would only be used for emergency entrances and exits.
We apparently, Andrew has something to share with us. Go ahead, Andrew.
And this caller wanted to know more about the Girl Scout camp that used to be located out at the lake, and she would like to know more about how a group could go about reserving that facility and hosting their own camp there.
Melissa, would that be a question for you, I'm guessing?
Sure. So the camp is still there. It just goes by a different name. What was it,
Wee Bear Lodge.
Yep, and that is run by the Raleigh County Fish and Game Association, and they still have a cabin there and some facilities. So if you Google them, Raleigh County Fish and Game Association, you can get in contact with them.
Just had them on in the last few weeks. They had an event coming up and shared a little bit of information with us. So good group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very supportive of the lake.
The last I knew, Christopher Deachin was the lodge coordinator, and he made all the reservations and handles the keys to check out for using that facility.
And it is open to any group. It's not necessarily scouts.
Very good. Good information. 537-1350. Keep the calls coming if you'd like. And I guess now might actually be a good time to take a break. I know we want to come back and talk more about the recreation aspect of Tuttle Creek Lake and lake levels. People always want to know about that, too. And although the country stampede we didn't quite get to and impacts on that, we might come back and revisit that a little bit more also. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.